This is the podcast for And Why Not, your host, Sing Evie. And the reason for this podcast is for enlightenment, reality, and all the things that's real that people experience in their life. And sometimes they don't really want to talk about. But, you know, with modern technology and celebrity entertainment and news and all the things that are going on in the world today, I just have so much to say about what's going on and how I feel about it personally. You know, I've experienced, I'm an older woman, I have my degrees, you know, I do social work as a living, you know, I create programs for children, you know, and so I got a lot to talk about, you know, and it's not always about receipts. It's about what's real and how you were brought up and how you was raised and morals and values and the things that people just got away from and just doing what they want to do without any regards to the other person. So if you're interested in joining me, please, you know, check me out and comment and like and subscribe and be a part of what I got to say. And I can answer your questions if you have questions that need answers and enlightenment and just overall good talk. So, as I said, this is And Why Not? And Why Not? So, stay tuned. Later. Okay, so this will be my last podcast for the evening. Since we lost an hour, I'm kind of sleepy. But I just wanted to share, drop some knowledge, you know, share some laughters. You know, you can send me a link, or no, I could send you a link, but if you have any questions, you can feel free to send me questions that you might have. I'm writing a dissertation, so that's really pressure on my mind. You know, there's always some type of political gimmick going on in life, so I wouldn't say burden you with that. There's just so much going on, and so although I say things to, you know, on my podcast, I also have to make personal application for my own personal life so I can remain sane, okay, and not be insane. And for the people that I serve during the course of a day, they have their concerns, they have their issues. But I go in my job and I look for the loopholes and I look to do the research to resolve the situations that can really freak someone out about, you know, benefits and all that kind of stuff. So I won't go there. But the thing that I wanted to say is this. No one is going to care about you but you. I'm sure you know that. But we are so stuck in trying to be rescued by someone. And, you know, that's understandable. It's understandable that you're looking to be rescued, because that all stems from being traumatized somewhere along the line, you know, in your childhood. Because remember, you know, that everything was going good when you was little, if you could remember back then. And then something happened and boom, that's where everything started. That's when you started having self-doubt. That's when you started possibly thinking little less of yourself. That's when you were forgotten. That's when you was pushed in the background. That's when you were silenced.
and you created this big thing about something that happened. And like I said, it's understandable, but you need to will it back in. You need to pull it back in. And some of you may know how to do it. Some of you may not. Some of you are looking for answers in your life, but you really have the answer, but you don't know how to tap into it. Some of you blame others. And some of you blame yourself. But there's always a method to the madness. And there's always a workaround. Now, I don't believe in putting band-aids on wounds that need stitches. I don't believe in that. And I don't believe in taking a pill when you need surgery. Okay? And so, in thinking about what I just said, it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I'm not here to negate people's situations or feelings or emotions or anything like that. I'm here just to say that our situations are adorable. Our situations can be worked out within time. Our situations can be healed if you let it be healed. Our situations can be where we come from a place of forgiving or being forgiven. It can come from different perspectives that you have to allow yourself to be, just like you allow people to be in your life or in your space, because you cannot go up in someone else's space and control that space. Just like people cannot come into your space and control that space. Now, if you let them control that space, then you give away something very valuable. And that's your power. That's your power. So you have to really, really think about the different podcasts that I said, casting your pearls upon swine, recognizing time is running out, you're getting older, not younger, the generations are different, you got to do the work. This is all part of it. You know, you have to be the leader in your life. You have to learn how to make decisions instead of giving the power over for somebody to make the decision for you. And you get lost. And that's also how people learned how to abuse you. That's also how people can go into domestic violence against you. That's how people, you know, emasculate you, or that's how people shrink you down to their level. All this stuff is just, like, amazing. People not recognizing who they are, They're not recognizing their gift. They don't even look at their gift. Knowing that they got gifts, somebody got to tell you, boy, you talented. You know you talented. You been knew you were talented, but you let somebody steal it. You've been robbed. You gave your ideas away. They took them. They made it seem like they were theirs. And you created it. You wrote the song. They took the song. You wrote the paper. And you gave it to somebody to look it over so that you could probably do a research project. And somebody else is running your project, your research. It's amazing. It's amazing what we do to ourselves. Nobody care about you but you. Nobody gives the power away but you. So, in education, in parenting, in life, with experiences, wherever you go, there you are. It's about you. Now, it could be about you, but you have to learn not to do what other people do to you. Although, sometimes, people need a little telling off. People need a little shutdown. But you have to use your words in doing those things. You have to be so powerful in who you're being to shut a person down without saying nothing. Nothing. Now, like I said, I'm new to this, but this is what I do every day in my life. I see what people do. You got to learn to read between the lines. Understand. Knowing when the enemy is in your midst. Knowing the vibe when it steps into space. Knowing when you step in somebody's space that you have to get out. You have to know those things. You have to be prepared when you walk out the door for life. Because inside your own domain that you create, yeah, you're safe. But when you get outside in the world, in the real world, dealing with the real subjects, dealing with the real concerns, dealing with the people's mess, dealing with just injustice, you have to be able to know the work around to get around it. Because injustice is everywhere. And it's going to get worse. So I say that you got to put your big pants on. You know, ladies got to put their big pants on. We say panties or whatever have you. Bloomers or whatever. And handle your business. Everything is age appropriate. You can't be 50 acting like you're 20. Because it's going to get you robbed. It's going to get you in prison for abuse, you know, or misinterpretation. You know, you got to be at your level mentally where you belong. And if you got to go get the little girl, little boy that you left behind when you was traumatized, then you got to go do that too. But in order to be mature in your life, you have to go back and get the person that you left behind, the little girl that was traumatized. And traumatized could be from incest, molestation, rape. It could be all of that. Because we're talking real stuff right now. We're talking real stuff. And this is what it's about. See, social media and those different venues is what is keeping people from doing the work. It's keeping you focusing on what those people in the celebrity world are doing. Yeah, they're getting paid for their life, whether they tell a lie. But they ain't really doing the work. Because they're human just like us, you know. And so the lies make the money, but you got to go back to the lie. And you're living in houses and stuff like that. That's to keep you from doing your work, you know. So you have to be wise about things, you know. There's so many things that are being said, you know. People are ill, people are going through changes, yeah. Life helping you shut down, shutting you down. But don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the hype or the nonsense or the blinders. Don't let the blinders stop you from being the best that you can be, for pursuing the things that you wanted to pursue all your life, but never got a chance. Don't let the blinders keep you in a mental state where you just can't function. Don't let the blinders stop you from pursuing the things that you really want to pursue, to being a better person that you really want to be. Don't let the blinders stop you. So, I say to say this, that this podcast, the name of this one is going to be Don't Let the Blinders Stop You. That's what it's going to be. Because we are being blinded by so many things in this world. Just don't let it stop you from being the best that you can be in your life. Leave me a message if you want me to reach out to you. You want to ask me a question, I'll be glad to answer it to the best of my ability, based on my experience, because believe me, that's a story in itself. I'm going to write a book about it, but that's a story in itself. And I say this to say that I grew up without my mother and father, so I know what life would do to you without your protection. And so without the protectors, you are the target for everyone. So don't let the blinders stop you. Until we meet again, have a good night.